Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 9th of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The supercomputers have a combined 400 petaflops of computing power, which will speed up calculations and molecular modeling, potentially unearthing new molecules that could result in a vaccine. NVIDIA is the latest to join the consortium, providing the scientists with expertise in AI and access to the company's Saturn supercomputer. Other members include IBM and the U.S. Department of Energy, which are co-leading the effort, along with Google, Microsoft, Amazon. University College London is working with IBM to investigate how immersive technology can help overcome the challenges of loneliness. Facebook's Oculus demonstrator, powered by IBM's AI Watson Technologies, is aimed at simulating socially engaging virtual reality scenes, providing people who are feeling isolated with the opportunity to create a room where they can connect, play, and talk to their family members and friends. ICANN, which manages the global domain name system, told domain name registrars that it cannot directly involve itself in website content, but wanted its members to take steps to stop the abuse of websites for these scams. A recent ICANN report found that at least 100,000 new website names were registered using the terms COVID, Corona, and virus, and many of these are sending out spam advertisements for pandemic-related scams. Netflix has announced that it is making its streaming service more user-friendly for parents with some additional controls to help them decide what their kids can watch. You will now be able to pin protect individual profiles on Netflix to stop your kids from accessing them, ensuring that they only see content that you want them to see. The company is also adding in another new feature that will let you filter out movies and TV shows that are not appropriate for your kids' age. Tesla furloughs all non-essential U.S. staff and cuts salaries amid the coronavirus outbreak, reports Reuters. The company has been forced to shut down most of its manufacturing, but in an email to staff says it hopes to resume operations on May 4. The firm will institute pay reductions on April 13, and it expects them to remain in place until at least Q2. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.